Welcome to this edition of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. The series of podcasts is about what goes on in your mind and what goes on in your world. How do you connect them? In this week's episode, we're going to spend some extra time with hypnotherapist Mary O'Malley, who will explain for us why so many people seek out information about what happened in their past lives. You'll learn about one of my past lives as a Civil War general and how my wife saved my life. Then, Uri Geller is a big surprise for me and reveals one of the top secrets for making more money. And finally, Maria Francesca Trilogy explains how your birth chart can help you find your purpose in life and how to deal more successfully with the future. Remember to select your hidden powers to be delivered right to your device every week. You can express your thought and ideas about this podcast directly to me. Send the info that you have, your ideas, to Doug at Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. Now let's get started with Mary O'Malley. You have a master's degree in holistic nutritional health science. You're a certified hypnotherapist, and you're a hypnotherapy instructor. You work with the International Hypnosis Federation. You're an award winner there, so that means you must be pretty good at what you do, specializing, amongst other things, in past life regression, on the board of the Past Life Research Institute. Let's start there. Past lives.
Okay.
The idea of people who've had a past life. And I will say full disclosure, that I had an experience with you about a year and a half ago, I think, maybe it was a little longer ago than that, in which we went into a past life of mine. And I remember, I don't know how well you remember the incident. I remember going back to the Civil War when I was a general, I believe, or a high-ranking officer, and I was on a train, and I was saved by the woman who I was married to at that time. A woman with whom I have had experience in lives before that and after that, including this life. And it was it was dramatic. The reason I bring it up is because I wonder how you get people to be in that state and what do you learn? You've probably done this hundreds and hundreds of times with people. Why do people want to go? I mean, let's understand the concept of past lives, first of all, please.
Okay. There's no real scientific proof behind any of this, unfortunately, although a lot of studies have been done. And I don't know if I've been, over these different clients, is it a memory embedded in your genetic structure?
You said it wasn't scientific, but yet I believe there's a lot of science to it. You know, the scientific community said, because science is supposed to be all about proving things. And I think you can prove a lot from listening to people, and it makes a lot of sense. Anyway, so why do people want to regress? If they come to you and they say, please, Mary, will you bring me back to a past life? Why do they want to do that?
A lot of times people feel that they have an issue in their life that they can't quite get past. They don't know how to solve it. They don't know where it came from. They feel like something that maybe is from a past life, or maybe something they brought forward. It doesn't make any sense to them. So typically in a hypnotherapy session, I will ask regarding the issue, when is the very first time you felt that way? And not all the time, but quite often a person will go to a past life. And I think the subconscious mind helps you. It's there to help you. And I think a lot of times it feels safer to review something from a past life than it does review something from a current life. But anyway, they'll tell me the story of what was going on, what happened. And typically I'll ask, what decision did you make at that time that no longer serves you in the present day? And that's really what it's all about. Not so much what happened, but what decision was made at that time that's still affecting the person today. It's really interesting. And a couple of my own stories and my client's stories are on my website also, if you want to read those.
Mary O'Malley. MaryOmaley.com. All right.
Right.
I want to touch on a number of things here, but this is one thing that's fascinating. All of the things that deal with what is the sixth sense, if you will, and that's really what this whole hour is about, is dealing with things that will oftentimes help people a great deal. I've been helped a lot by the things that I've learned about me. The thing that I find frustrating, and I bet people ask you about this, is or the question that comes up is, why can't we remember these things in real time? Like, we have to be hypnotized to bring this stuff to the surface. One would wonder why our DNA or whatever's in our genetics doesn't hold on to this. What a shame it is, because it would help us so much to move
right.
a little faster and beyond where we are stuck.
Well, you know, in a lot of ways, we do have a memory. There have been a lot of studies done on children who have very distinct memories of their most immediate past life. A lot of times we'll find that we're attracted to a country or a time period mm-hmm. or certain people. And I often find those are attached to the past life memories.
Mm-hmm.
So, and really, hypnosis is just a daydreamy kind of state.
Mm-hmm.
So you can. This is something you can do for yourself. Although, if it's around an important issue to you, I suggest having a guide there, a hypnotherapist. But I think we do have little echoes, you know, that run out through time and space and alert us to these things. But yeah, you know, each lifetime is separate. Although I do believe that. If you have an issue from a past lifetime, it can certainly be solved within this lifetime. But, you know, having past life experience is really cool. It's really fun.
Yeah, it is. I've been there and done that four or five times, and each time it brings me a different picture. I remember having the first one way back when I was in my 20s to try to figure out what was going on. It's always, with me, it's always about romance and the women in my lives. Well, and I say that plural, the lady I was married to when I was in my 20s killed me in a past life.
Uh-oh.
and I think she wanted to kill me in this life, actually, at least at that point in my life. And it was a priest. It was kind of, she replicated in this life, you know, a priest and a nun and stuff. And I wonder how many times that happens, too. You go back to the same place. Like in this life, I was told by someone, not you, that the person that I was with or have been with and I were together, and we always had land, we always had animals, we always were able to take care of ourselves. That was one of the highlights as we've gone from lifetime to lifetime. So it's just, the reason I tell you is because this is another way of you just finding out what's going on. If you've got a lot of stuff going on inside of you, this is a great way to satisfy that curiosity as much as anything else. I didn't realize this about you either. Your beginnings. Spend a little time talking about why you think, what was going on in your life that brought you to this work? What happened to you when you were younger?
You mean how I got into the holistic or the metaphysical?
Well, I think what happened to you in your childhood, the things that, unless they are too uncomfortable to talk about, I know that you felt kind of lost when you were younger, and you found mm-hmm. somebody who was very helpful, and I bet a lot of people have had that experience with you as well.
Right. Oh, cool. yeah, you know, as an empath, and I didn't know I was an empath, I felt everybody's feelings.
What is that? And, what is that? Explain what that is.
An empath is very good at picking up on physical and emotional cues from other people, and in fact, they feel them themselves. So mm-hmm. if I'm sitting next to a person who's in a lot of pain or who's in a lot of emotional pain, I will feel the same way. So until I knew that, I thought everything I was feeling belonged to me. And so, it's pretty horrible. You're walking around feeling everybody's stuff, and you don't know what's wrong with yourself. Mm-hmm. So that was really hard on me. But when I was in hypnotherapy class, I was suddenly around a lot of people who understood that. Mm-hmm. and helped me through it, particularly Shelley Stockwell. And it was really nice to find out that I could do something about it, mm-hmm. that I didn't have to carry all this around. When I started releasing things that didn't belong to me, it was like, oh, there I am. it was a really nice feeling. So I think it's important that people understand their intuitive gifts, metaphysical gifts, because otherwise life gets real confusing. I've talked to a lot of people who have the same issue, and were so relieved to find out that there was a way to block themselves from what was going on with other people.
Does everybody have some of this? When you meet people, you see, half a dozen people a day or whatever, talk to them on the phone. Do you get a sense that everybody can develop more than they have, or just some people have it and some people don't?
Pretty much everybody does. Everybody I've talked to does. Everybody I've worked with does. They'll halfway through the conversation, they'll say, I saw this thing in my bedroom, and or I always have this feeling around these people. So what they don't know is that is their part of their intuitive gifts. And I think it's really important to have somebody to talk to about this, because you can use those gifts to help your life, to help other people around you if you want to go that far. And if you're not using them, if you're not aware of them, then they could be, in effect, turning against you because it creates confusion. So learning to trust yourself, your intuitive gifts, when I meditated on it, I heard that everybody has that ability. Mm-hmm. And also, everybody's gifts are different, like fingerprints. Mm-hmm. So you can't say, well, I have this or this or this. You have to really explore what are your talents and your gifts and how to use them.
I think it's very important to have a flexible mind, because it makes navigating your life so much easier, because you can be thrown off course easily. And this gives you a way to sort of bring back the focus to you, yourself, and what you're all about. So if you my suggestion is, if you've heard something from Mary O'Malley, she's going to be here with us every week to talk about specific things with regard to either some of the listeners or her own talents and how she can share them. You might visit her website, Mary O'Malley, OMALEY.com. Mary, I'm grateful to you. I'm great to have you here as part of this hour. Continuing now with a focus on your hidden powers, I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now every week, we have a different focus from three or four different people. Uri Geller is someone who is tied to hidden powers. He has his own. He's been mystifying people for years. He's a fabulous motivator, and he speaks to us from his home in Old Jaffa in Tel Aviv. Hi, Uri.
Hey, Dougie, hi. I've been with you almost 20 years, and sometimes I do surprise you with little kind of interviews and people that are around me. Well, part of my demonstrations today in Israel are very interesting, because I linked up with an amazing, amazing singer. Her name is Tilda Rajwan. You will Google her and you'll see who she is. And we're discussing our next performance, which is about a week and a half from now. And believe it or not, I sing with her on the stage. So I'm going to hand over the phone, and she's going to sing something gentle for about 15 seconds, and you will hear her voice. Is that acceptable to you?
Tell me what Tilda's last name is so we can Google her.
Tilda Rajwan. Tilda, spell your name too, Doug.
Okay. T-I-L-D-A. Rajwan is R-E-J-W-A-N.
And now, Tilda, go. 15 seconds.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Northern Sun. Up many young girls, and God, I know I'm one.
Do you like?
You know, this is very interesting. I don't think you told me about this before, but I don't, and it wasn't on your website. Someplace I saw you on a television show singing, and I've never heard you sing before. You've heard me sing, but I have never heard you sing before. So it's
sort of.
You know,
I'm going to do now. I'm going to email you a video. I think that's what you saw.
I think Shippy may have sent me a video. That was it. Yeah. Right.
So that was about 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago in Haifa. And she's just a wonderful person. She's Turkish. And she lives in Israel with her husband, Michelle. And they have an incredibly beautiful dog called Chica. And, so people are really surprised. They're all waiting for bending of the spoons and mind reading. And then she comes on. She introduces me. And then I start the show with my 1 hour, where I do the spoon bending and the motivation and inspiration. And then at the end of my performance, which takes about an hour, she comes out to the stage, and we both stand together, and we sing a song that was sung by Charles Aznavour called She. And people just are freaking out. But that's it. And, you know, in life, to all our listeners, in life, you've got to do a certain changes and leaps of faith sometimes in order to empower yourselves. In order to reinvent yourself. And then suddenly you happen to come upon something that you're really good at, and that could bring you even a bigger income than what you're doing now. And I think you'll agree with me, Doug. That's how life is.
Well, I think one time you and I talked about the essence of what, in order to be rich, you have to have your being in a place that's good, being really rich. I'm not talking just about money, but being endowed with all kinds of great things. Abundance comes from, if you're talking about your work, finding something that you really love to do, and then the money will follow.
And absolutely. And if you look at all, Dougie, if you look at all the billionaires of the world, just yesterday, the Sunday Times in England, they came out with the magazine is called The Rich List. And it's incredible how many people not doubled their wealth in 1 year, but quadrupled their wealth. I mean, look at Americans like Bezos, Amazon. Look at Bill Gates. Look at Tesla. Look at iPhone. If you look, I mean, it's like, how can they triple Facebook? I mean, Facebook, I don't know whether it's 100 times richer than last year. It's amazing. And do you know why, Doug? Because I believe that these very wealthy people, these billionaires, they don't surround themselves with negative thinkers. They surround themselves with positive thinkers, with people who are motivated to be successful. And that is really the secret of success. The secret of success is originality. And you won't find originality in negative thinkers.
You know, I'm going to put it to you another way, Uri. There are a lot of people who fight against themselves. They fight against their gifts. They deny what it is that comes to them. There are people who are stubborn. They don't hear. They don't get the message. Or if they have it, you know, there are a lot of people who try to use some of the gifts that we're talking about here because they are, you know, in the new age or the age that we're in, a lot of people are becoming very spiritual and they're understanding or trying to understand themselves and their gifts, but they deny themselves the full exposure to it. And a lot of times it's fear-based. It depends on what experiences you've had in either this life or a past life. We were talking, I don't think, you don't believe in past lives though, do you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, reincarnation, that's what you don't believe in. I think
I believe in reincarnation, and I do believe in past lives.
So what is it that we've had our
death?
What did we not? What did we? You said you didn't believe in something, and I thought it was up that line not long ago.
No. I'm so open-minded, Dougie, and I have to be because life and the universe and the cosmos is infinite.
Yeah.
There is no end. There's no end to inner space, and there's no end to outer space. Therefore, everything exists. And I am, and you are you, And life never ceases to continue. It's the same Albert Einstein E equals MC square. Everything is made from energy, and energy cannot be destroyed. That's the secret.
I think a lot of people's stories of success start with an individual who is ignoring the call to his or her inborn ability. Sometimes it takes a lifetime to get there. You get a little older, you've had resistance, you've been fearful, it's been difficult, and so you don't really want to deal. You don't want to mess with some of these things. But then you get so distressed and distracted, sooner or later, you get to a point where you want to be informed, you want to give in, you give up the resistance, and you actualize yourself. And I think a lot of people have used you, or you have done that. You've inspired a lot of people to do that, I think, in your work. So it's and it's cool. Go to Uri's website. If you haven't had the experience of going there, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. And I'm betting that you can see that song. Maybe that's I know Shippy, your brother-in-law, sent it to me, but I think it's on the website as well. You singing, though, man, blows my mind. It does. All right, Uri. Thank you for your work, your inspiration, bending, but not, it's bending, but not breaking those spoons that gets everybody going. Uri Geller here with us on Your Hidden Power. Back with us again now on Your Hidden Power, Mary O'Malley, who is an intuitive, a psychic. She's a hypnotherapist. She has all kinds of ideas. And we're dealing in abstracts here a lot, because unless you demonstrate how you're working, it's very difficult, Mary, don't you think, for people to get... You can say anything, but unless it's demonstrated, and I don't know quite how to do that. A lot of people will call you. A lot of people will go. I think you have suggested that if people go to your website, Mary O'Malley, M-A-L-E-Y.com, that if they're interested in reading, I just mentioned my name or Doug Steffen or Hidden Power or something, you'll give them a discount. And then you see for yourself. Do you find that when you do radio programs, though, it's beneficial to have somebody participate in one of these things that you're an expert in? Or is it too hard to get the gist of it? I oftentimes think that people don't want to listen to somebody else tell their story. Do you think that's true, or are people fascinated with other people's stories?
Well, you know, people tend to be fascinated. So with the if you make an appointment with me through the website, it'll ask for a coupon code, and if you type in good day, you'll get 25% off your first reading. Yeah, for a half hour, an hour. I think people do. They really like to listen, but they also like to have their own experience. And you really don't know until you give it a try. You know, if you call me, have some questions ready, because the reading's about you. It's not just... Mm-hmm. What I pull out from the ethers, the guides want to know what's important to you. So,
who are the guides?
Let me write down some questions.
Explain the who guides, the guides are. Who are the guides?
Okay. It seems to be a combination of whoever is spiritually working with the client, along with the guides that I work with. Three of them are archangels. They call themselves Anantha collectively, and they work like a switchboard. They help bring in whoever is appropriate to work with this person. And then I have five other guides that I call the Mighty Five, and they're healing guides. So quite often I'll feel energies, or the client will feel energies, even over the telephone, they'll feel different parts of their body where the healing guides are giving some healing energy or some help. So it's interesting. I was working with one client, and I could feel an entity come in and work with me with this client. And I said, "Who's this?" And I heard St. Jude. Then I told her, "Hey, St. Jude is here." I'm not surprised. I've been praying to him all morning. So that always cracks me up. I had no idea she was praying to St. Jude that morning. You know what I mean? So it's really amazing how, you know, when you're praying, when you're meditating, when you're, you know, doing those things, there is actually spiritual help there for you.
The dream state brings you to that as well, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You can call it a meditation, a trance state, a dream state. prayer, it all uses the same mechanism where you move from an outer awareness to an inner awareness.
I read something from someone, I don't know, it was this morning or yesterday, that basically the focus was on what you hear when, or what you sense in your sleep, or maybe you've just said meditation, but hearing, and people, they discount what they hear or feel because they don't believe it. They don't think, you know, they think it might come through somebody like you, but they can't believe that they have that gift themselves.
It, because they feel like they're imagining it. But when you think about it, your imagination is the only vehicle we have for communication.
Right.
Everything, even the words you say to me, my imagination has to turn them into something.
Right.
So it's just getting to the point where you're working with it enough that you trust it.
Well, it's as I was saying earlier on to Uri Geller, we often fight against the gifts that have been given to us because the universe, even though it likes us to explore and understand ourselves fully, there are people in the universe, people that we're associated with, that will poo-poo it. They will say, nah, that's not possible, or it's not, you know, you're crazy. You know, go see, you need help. Go find a shrink to work your way through these things. And a lot of people just shut down because those experiences happen. But trust yourself. Listen to yourself. So maryomaley.com. Use Good Day. Get 25% off your readings. Mary, thank you for being here and explaining more about how it is you work. The focus on your hidden power continues now with another lady who has extraordinary powers and has a great website. She joins us every week at this time, Maria Francesca Trilogy. I don't know if I ever put enough Italian into that. You can do it better.
I know.
You put the Italian into it, will you please?
Okay, it's Trilogy.
Trilogy
in Italian means three laws or a trilogy. Mm-hmm. So it's fascinating how that sort of matches up with what I do. People always thought I made up that name because people have difficulty pronouncing it. We just say trilogy.
I've had difficulty spelling it because there's
too many
vowels in it.
There's a lot of I's.
Yes, there are. All right, so Maria is here from Spirit Mind Body Works. SMB Works at earthlink.net is how you connect to her. The idea of horoscopes and astrology. I think they go back thousands of years. What, 3,000 or more years ago?
Oh, more. Yes, yes, yes.
The idea
of
horoscopes.
People follow the sun, the cycles of the sun and the moon, because that's all they really had to go by. That was the timing device. And then the year was the same way, you know, spring, summer, fall, and winter. Each one of those seasons brought a different energy. And that's how they sort of concluded that was as well how people could be understood, born at different seasons.
All right, so there's a question that comes, and by the way, you can send me questions for any of these folks that are on with us. It's doug@dougstefan.com. Most every person that finds astrology wants to know about this as an effective tool, because all of the various things that help our mind expand, whether it be astrology, it can be intuitive thinking, psychics, that sort of thing. Astrology, I think, is amazingly helpful, and I use it a lot in many different ways, work-wise and otherwise. So why is it that this is a tool, and why, and how is it so accurate?
Well, as I was just explaining, you know, people born at different times of the year have different qualities. So I think what clients come to me, for understanding their personality, along with searching for a better way to be who they are based on their very, I call it a sacred birth chart. You know, when we search for purpose or passion and we realize that our life has meaning, it kind of brings a relief as well as a new kind of energy that allows us to be in our true nature. You know, there are three important life areas. There's health, there's love, and there's work. Mm-hmm. And so when people come to me, they may be struggling with one of those areas. So they're looking for guidance in some way, and they want to, they also are looking to prepare for the future. So astrology helps you to know who you are, to understand who you are, and then the possibility of looking ahead. And it is so critical for relationships with your loved ones, business life, personal life. And I think every sign has a basic nature. And once we understand the dynamics, the characteristics of another person, we can help them and help us to understand them and work with them in a compassionate way. And, you know, it's critical for parents. It's critical for business relationships. If we don't understand other people, what are we going to do on the planet?
All right. We have the ability to connect with Maria Francesca Trilogy. It's smbworks at earthlink.net. Maria, thank you. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Your Hidden Powers. I hope you'll select this podcast to be delivered right to your device every week. I'd also love to hear what you think about this effort and any ideas you may have. Please send your comments directly to me, Doug@DougStefan.com. I hope you'll be with us again soon. Thanks for listening to Your Hidden Power.